This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
The attacks in recent years underscore the threat that domestic terrorism continues to pose to our citizens, to law enforcement officers, to public officials, and to our democratic institutions. Based on the assessment of the intelligence community, we face an elevated threat from domestic violent extremists. That is, individuals in the United States who seek to commit violent criminal acts in furtherance of domestic, social, or political goals. Domestic violent extremists are often motivated by a mix of ideologies and personal grievances. We've seen a growing threat from those who are motivated by racial animus, as well as those who ascribe to extremist, anti-government, and anti-authority ideologies. I've decided to establish a domestic terrorism unit to augment our existing approach. This group of dedicated attorneys will focus on the domestic terrorism threat, helping to ensure that these cases are handled properly and effectively coordinated across the Department of Justice and across the country.
Well, the question is, who gets to define what a domestic terrorist is? And, of course, if you know here from this show, the Robert Scott Bell Show, we've been standing up for health, freedom, and healing liberty, recognizing that our rights come from God, not government, ever since the beginning in 1999 of this show. This is our 23rd year in broadcast media. Even prior to that, I recognized times where the federal government attempted to vilify people who actually love the reason that this country was founded. Recognizing once again that rights come from God, not government, that we aren't to have an established tyranny of any kind, a single solitary ruler like an emperor, a king, queen, or even, let's talk about it as it is today, a bureaucratic oligarchy owned and controlled by the pharmaceutical church. And those of us who speak out against pharmaceutical fascism, are we now to be considered the new domestic terrorists, along with parents who oppose critical race theory? Along with parents who oppose vaccine or face mandates, face covering mandates, are those the new terrorists they're talking about? Remember back in the 90s, it was all about the sovereign citizens, right, under Clinton and then the Waco, Texas stuff. And then we had the bombing, the Murrah building, and we wonder who really did that, who was really behind that. And then we go through the Patriot Act after 9/11, fusion centers pop up, always looking at people who are very patriotic in their love of this country, the United States, and again, the fundamental principles on which it was founded. I'm not saying it's perfect. It's never perfect. That's a God thing. We strive to be as wonderful and loving as we can and principled as we can, but recognize that it isn't the Constitution itself that makes the country great, the United States. It's our ability to hold the government or those in government, their feet to the fire via this, what? Constitution that limits not the people, but the government itself and those in it. To act not against our own interests of our pursuit of life, liberty, and what? Happiness, which is property, basically. And our fundamental understanding of the word property is misunderstood when we think, oh, it's only about what you can buy and have and get, right? material goods, although it's a material concept too, but think about it in terms of your spiritual reality. The body in which you inhabit while you are here on planet Earth, is that not the ultimate property that we're talking about defending and protecting, that the government itself should not violate, and that of your children? I want you to think really about this, because this attempt to vilify patriotic Americans of all religious beliefs, of all pigmentation levels, of all manners of the two genders that exist. And of course, that's another thing. If you only believe there are two genders, could you be considered a domestic terrorist? Oh my gosh, you're, I don't know, phobic. Enter the word and then place the phobic after it. And that now means you're a potential or actual domestic terrorist. They want to come after you. You know who are the domestic terrorists, folks? I want to say it right out loud, right here, right now. It's those like this assistant attorney general, what was his name? Matthew Olson. Whatever the dude's name is, he is a domestic terrorist trying to characterize people that don't like him as domestic terrorists. They don't perceive that his interpretation of the Constitution is correct. And why do I say he would be more in line to be a defined domestic terrorist? Because he wants to use the power and scope of the government outside of the bounds of the Constitution to spy on Americans, to vilify Americans, to take parents and take them from their parental authority and remove that authority and give it to the government. Then he thinks he can raise your children better than you can, much less medically treat them with investigational or experimental injections to say, oh my gosh, you parents are not qualified to be parents. Fauci should be your parent, right? What other things are the feds doing to actually engage in terrorism on the people? And that is to remove them from their source of power, the people. Again, their connection to God, spirit, their divinity. This is the thing that threatens those people who would claim in government that we are potential or actual domestic terrorists because we have a strong and abiding belief and faith in God as our guiding principle. And I recognize there's a plurality. There's an amazing array of beliefs. And I'm telling you, you go into your church, your synagogue, your mosque, and you begin to drill down on the questions of the beliefs of everyone in there, and you're going to find distinct differences among everyone in there. But that's not a bad thing. That's how we were created, unique as individuals. And so those who believe ultimately in individual liberty are considered to be domestic terrorists or potential domestic terrorists because we don't align with principles that are not principles, those things, those ideas called collectivism, right? Socialism, communism, the idea that we should steal from everybody and give to somebody that someone else says needs it more. And then charity is destroyed, the freedom to give of yourselves, to give of the abundance that you have, or even if you don't have abundance, to give what little you have because you feel it's something welling up within you and the right thing to do. These are the things I'm talking about here, and these are the things that look, unfortunately, to be considered you're an enemy of the state if you believe that your power, your rights, come from a place far higher, deeper, more amazing than any state, including these United States. So as we open the show today asking these questions about who is a domestic terrorist, if there really is one, remember, I would say that it's the germ theory profiteers that are engaging in economic terrorism, medical terrorism, any number of things, because they're removing the power to make decisions about how we want to move through life to support our own immune system. Oh, wait, natural immunity. If you believe in natural immunity, you could be a domestic terrorist. Superdon, I feel like I'm Jeff Foxworthy now. Like, you might be a redneck if, right? You could be a domestic terrorist if, and fill in the blanks.
Well,
if you believe.
You know, I mean, it's 100% accurate. We covered this when this happened. This was back in 2011. Everybody, mm-hmm. You know, we're all aware of what happened in 9/11. They created the Department of Homeland Security
mm-hmm.
as a result. The Department of Homeland Security then began training the local police departments. And in that training, this is no joke. We covered this then. It did become a Jeff Foxworthy thing. You might be a domestic terrorist if
mm-hmm.
you express libertarian philosophies. If you had a Ron Paul bumper sticker on your car.
Right, I remember that.
That literally, by their definition, made you possibly a domestic terrorist. If you believed in the Second Amendment, you belonged to the NRA. Mm-hmm. If you believed in preparing and self-sufficiency, if you stockpiled food or ammo or something like that, if you feared an economic collapse, if you had religious, you know, strong religious views.
If you're a prepper.
You know, if you homeschooled your kids,
mm-hmm.
you know, that fell under the definition of the Department of Homeland Security's watch list for people who might possibly be a domestic terrorist. So is this what we're seeing?
DWU, driving while unvaccinated. They're going to pull you over for that. And if you've got more pigment, you used to be driving while black, that will you get pulled over, right, in certain places? It's like driving while black and unvaccinated. You're definitely a domestic terrorist. Now, they don't want to acknowledge that. Someone who will hit that head on, our good friend Kevin Jenkins joins us now. From the Urban Global Health Alliance. We've got him linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Kevin, it's so good to see you. Welcome back to the show.
Good to see you, my buddy. How you doing?
Oh, man, it's great to have you back on. I know last time we had some technical issues, but, my gosh, it's clear and crisp and sounding great. So thanks for being here. Again, concerns about might you be labeled, the things you do with the Urban Global Health Alliance. Could you possibly be a domestic terrorist? Oh, my gosh.
What? Listening to your opening, and I got to tell you, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Ida B. Wells, Paul Robeson, Nelson Mandela, I mean, I can go on and on and on. You know, these great men and women would be domestic terrorists, and they were deemed domestic terrorists. Remember that. COINTELPRO. Right now, I'm deemed a domestic terrorist because I'm against the narrative. I'm against anything that takes my freedom away from me. I'm against anything that takes my ability to earn away from me. I'm against anything that gets me to believe that it's a right to be enslaved again. So I'm going to completely be a bit against their narrative. And what they're doing is they're trying, what this whole domestic terrorism thing is, they're trying to scare us and sequester our voices. But here's the most frightening thing about this. How could the government that we fund, the government that we vote for, and the government that we form believe it's all right to or even dare suggest that we are terrorists because we're standing up against them, or we don't believe in what the global tyrants want to do, or we don't believe what local governments that want to take our freedoms away from us, or push the slave passport on us, or push these mandatory experimental vaccines on us. You know, these experimental biologics. I shouldn't call it a vaccine, experimental biologic. So the whole country, to be an American, to support the flag, to believe in faith, to believe in family, to believe in one another, to be the we as opposed to the they, we're now all terrorists. So think about this as a black American man, you know, because I believe faith, family, and freedom, and I believe in the sanctity of freedom, and I believe that I should be able to worship my God the way I choose, and I should be able to speak my mind the way I want to, because so many people sacrifice their lives for this country. We can go on and on about that.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Now they're saying that I'm a white supremacist. So I don't just show you.
Listen,
it's very interesting, right? So this whole race narrative is what we call maximum sophisticated confusion. It's not about race. It's not about class. It's about power and control. It's about a group of people wanting to rewrite the DNA of our faith. It's about a group of people wanting to keep us separated. Now, those people are the minority. We are the majority. And what we've been thinking, we've been saying they. They're responsible for masking our kids. They're responsible for what they're doing in our churches. They're no. You are. When you say they, that means you have accepted slavery. When you say they, that means you have accepted bondage. When you say they, that means you have surrendered your power. To the very people that you put in office, the very people that you've given power to represent you, now they're working for the global tyrants and they're saying, your life has no value. So when you say domestic terrorism, they didn't say Black Lives Matter was domestic terrorists. They were domestic terrorists. And I didn't, but just because I'm Black American, this whole notion that, you know, we're monolithic, that we all believe the same thing, that is ridiculous. That is absolutely ridiculous. Black Americans, majority of Black Americans in this country don't subscribe to the ideology of Black Lives Matter because they don't know what it is. I thought it was a Coca-Cola commercial, and I didn't understand who these people were. I was confused about what they were standing up for because they weren't standing up for what we believed in, mm-hmm. faith, family, and freedom, ownership, you know, being able to be in control of our lives. You know, we have a lot of internal issues happening all around this country. We need to look each other in the face and become the we so we can deal with it so that they won't be able to push all of this evil, these evil narratives that keep us separated. Domestic terrorism, you know, the vaccinated as opposed to unvaccinated. So think about this, Robert. 60 years ago, I couldn't go into a diner because they said I was unclean. 60 years ago, I had to sit in the back of a bus because they said I was unclean. 60 years ago, I couldn't travel. I had to travel on the back roads, right, and to go into towns because they said I was a danger. They didn't want us on the roads. They want us to trap us on our plantations or trap us in communities that we might want to go visit our loved ones and whatever. They say, you didn't have the right to do that. Just 60-some-odd years ago, apartheid. Nelson Mandela spending 26 years in prison fighting for freedom, right? Fighting for freedom for all South Africans because he knew that system was destructive force for all of them, not just black Afrikaners, but in white Afrikaners. So this whole notion that we're all domestic terrorism is not something that's new. Right now, I'm on the disinformation list, the 12 disinformation list. They still haven't said what disinformation I gave them, but what is the, what the government does, I've seen this because my family's taught me and studied this. COINTELPRO was a part of a narrative. First of all, what they try to do to you is they try to humiliate you first. And then when that doesn't work, they try to destroy you secondly. And then when that doesn't work, they try to criminalize you. And that's where the domestic terrorism fits. They're now saying, wait a minute, guess what? The humiliation thing didn't work. They became more influential and more powerful because people are reading and studying, embracing the righteousness of truth. And, well, we can destroy them because those millions and millions and millions of people around the world are going to support them because they're, again, standing on the power of God and truth. Well, if we can't do that, we got to criminalize them.
You said so much. I need to unpack some of it. I'm like, wait, Kevin, hold on. One of the terms you used I'd never heard before we talked today, maximum sophisticated confusion. It's sort of like I don't know if it's a play on mass formation psychosis, but it's that concept of we've absolutely lost our minds and that intent to make us lose our minds through confusion is absolutely an accurate three-word description. Like I said, we're going to have to start using that. I hope you don't mind, Kev, because accurate.
No, it's not original. There's a doctor, Dr. Neely. He wrote this whole coded book on what race really is. And one day someone was talking about him, and I saw a clip of him, and he was talking about, I'm going to find the clip and send it to you.
Okay.
Maximum sophisticated confusion. So let me give you a good example of that. Right now, they got us all mired in to this narrative of race. And it's so diabolical because when I laugh about it, but it is maximum sophisticated confusion. So they have all of the black Americans or people around the country, the liberal, the radical left, I call them, you know, something else, but I'll keep it clean on your show. They're saying that we have a race problem in this country. We don't have a race problem in this country. We have a slavist problem in this country. That people believe that we should be slaves. And the people that worship at the altar of slavism is trying to confuse us with this narrative of race that gets us from thinking about who these people really are, that's pushing this agenda to eradicate human life.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Barrettero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Four hostages are safe, the captor, though, dead after an hours-long standoff at the Congregation Beth Israel Synagogue in Colleyville, Texas, yesterday. The attacker was heard on a live stream ranting and demanding the release of a Pakistani neuroscientist who was convicted of trying to kill members of the U.S. Army in Afghanistan. A Houston area rabbi, Brian Strauss, says he believes there's an unfortunate reality being illustrated here.
You know, since the Pittsburgh shooting a few years ago at the Tree of Life Synagogue, I think this is something that unfortunately is part of our lives now.
He spoke on Fox and Friends Weekend. Snow and freezing rain will be blanketing parts of Georgia, Virginia, and the Carolinas today before moving into the Mid-Atlantic tonight. There could be tens of thousands of power outages. And this is USA Radio News. Democratic strategist James Carville telling Democrats to stop being the whiny party. Appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, he noted achievements of the party, including low child poverty rates and the creation of millions of jobs, despite President Biden's sinking approval rating. Carville telling Democrats to gloat and promote the accomplishments of the past year. Carville also pointed to legislative shortcomings like Build Back Better and voting rights as platforms to try to run on in 2022. Meanwhile, not surprisingly, President Trump focused criticism on the Biden administration at a rally he held in Arizona last night.
They're wrecking and devastating people's lives, firing Americans from their jobs, forcing innocent children to grow up in masks.
The U.S. topping another milestone this weekend with more than 65 million COVID-19 cases since the pandemic began. This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
To destroy our children, to destroy our way of life. It might not be perfect, but we have a good way of life where we wanted to make a decision to earn and to love and respect and live, and we have the right to do that. But what they want to do is they want to take that right away from us. And then next week it'll be about voting rights. Well, there's no, we don't have a voting problem in this country. 95% of black Americans continue to be under the dream spell to vote for a party that has passed every piece of legislation to trap them in poverty and slavery for the last several decades. And you can go and track that by looking at all the laws that reversed the 1964 Civil Rights Act. So they keep us in this cycle of mass hypnosis, yeah. But I call it maximum sophisticated confusion.
Right.
Because they grab onto these terms and we start to use them.
instead of saying, wait a minute, that's a lie. Wait a minute. So you talk about mass formation, but how does mass formation happen? It happens by what? Maximum sophisticated confusion.
Confusion, yeah.
And so I've learned that. I've learned how to analyze that and say, okay, this is bull crap. Mm-hmm. This is not about race. This is not about class. This is about power control. Mm-hmm. This is not about my health. This is about them profiting off of my body, continuing to commoditize off my body, continuing to trap us into fear with the language. Mm-hmm. Just check out the language. You got to follow the language. My father used to say, Kevin, if you want to really understand something, track the language that they use. So domestic terrorism, like that's that language to keep us trapped into fear.
Yeah.
You know, the vaccinated, unvaccinated, more maximum sophisticated confusion.
Well,
you know,
what it is, Kev, you know, they're bringing back segregation and slavery. And I want to talk more about that as well. And I believe there is a voting problem in this country. Too many people are voting. more than there should be. But, you know, it's a little tongue in cheek, a little not, because as you pointed out, there's a capturing of a culture, a phenomenon of let's say, again, mass formation, psychosis, all of that. And go ahead. I see you want to add to that already.
You said something about voting.
Yeah.
And I just want to, because I'll forget, because I'm getting old now. But in Georgia, I have friends that live in Georgia, some on one side, some on the other. And I asked a very important question. Where is the voting problem in Georgia? In the last election, the young lady that ran for governor got more votes, ready? More votes than any gubernatorial candidate ever ran running for office. Now, what does that tell you? If she's still out there promoting that we have a voting problem, that means she knows the last election something was not right. So why is she concerned? If you had that plurality of votes, right, in the last election, why are you concerned? Let me tell you what the voting rights agenda is. It's not about black Americans. It's not about white Americans. It is about getting illegal immigrants the ability to vote and dilute the power of the American vote like you and I, where we don't matter. Anytime a government official in the city of New York says there's a right for illegal immigrants to vote, we have a problem, America. And he's a black man. Anytime a black man says it's okay to push the slave passport, we have a problem, America. So you have to understand, we don't have a voting problem whatsoever in this country. What we do is we have a group of people in this country that believe they have the right to break the backs of this country and break the backs of the Americans in this country by pushing out this what? Maximum sophisticated confusion. That's why I tell people, turn off your TV and listen to Robert. Turn off your TV and listen to Joe. Turn off your TV and listen to Christiane Northrup. Turn off your TV and listen to the people that have sacrificed the very being of who they are to tell us the truth, because they're being attacked by the government that abandons.
Yeah. We've got Kevin Jenkins on Hour 1, a spectacular show already, as you say, right to the confusion and the explanation for how we got here. I love unspooling that to help people see it, because they're empowered by it. If you go into the show notes, we have links to Kevin as well, including links to the upcoming events that you can participate in. Fact, I'll show you right now up on screen, see if I can here. There was the Justice Department pretending to create a unit focused on domestic terrorism. They should be analyzing and investigating themselves. But I would rather have you go to UrbanGlobalHealthAlliance.com and sign up for email alerts and other things. You can support them. You can volunteer to help them. They've got events coming up, and one of them is about the mental and spiritual experts. They're giving advice on living through a crisis, because a lot of people have been living in a crisis. A perceived crisis becomes real when you perceive it to be real, and we've got to navigate our way through that. There was something else here called Operation Understanding, which is, you know, something beautiful, I think, getting people together and talk and listen to one another and find out we're not really all that different when it comes to our spiritual origin point. All of these other things are inconsequential other than how people perceive, externalize, again, their own fears, because they don't know you yet. And when you hear someone like Kevin Jenkins, you just want to go, yeah, Kevin, I want to hang out with you. That's the way I live. That's the way I want others to live. I want to be an example. And you even have a COVID-era movie and discussion you had. This was back on December 2nd. Are people able to access this on the website and watch it, even though it already happened?
Go to medical. You know, I'm a contributor, a co-producer of the medical documentary Medical Racism.
Mm-hmm.
Just go on medicalracism.org and sign up for it. I did it in conjunction with Bobby Kennedy and CHD.
Yeah.
We did the documentary Medical Racism. It's a mind blower. You got to watch it. Just go on medicalracism.org.
Okay, medicalracism.org. Add that into the notes there, Super Don, if you don't mind, if it's not already there. And Kev, the old idea of a passport, it used to mean a passport to opportunity, to travel, freedom, right? But in the case of what they're calling vaccine passports, wrongly, because as you point out, these are genetic-altering injections. This is gene therapy that they focus group tested and found out that wouldn't sell well, so like they altered the definition of vaccine, and your dad was right. Learn about the language, how it's used, find out the definitions, how they've changed the definitions. You don't assume a word means what you think it means just because you use it commonly this way, because others have redefined it, and they trap you in the language for which you are ignorant of unless you do a deep dive into it like we do here regularly. And so the idea of a vaccine passport is actually a passport to slavery. I want you to explain that, because I've said that many times and people go, wait a second, I thought a passport is we're going to get our freedom back. Well, the opposite is true.
Well, you know, when I was traveling around the world, I used to have a vaccine card, which is very simple. Did you take these vaccines to get into the country for malaria? Simple stuff, not complicated. I would recommend that a lot of people find out what's in all of these vaccines, because a lot of people have been vaccine damaged because of it. I mean, because we all have different bodies. We, you know, it is what it is. But what people don't understand about this particular slave passport, because that's what it is, it's going to be it's connected to digital currency. It is their way of now tracking your money, tracking your movement, tracking what you do with your body, even making love to your wife, even how you communicate with your child. Even they're going to be creating the same system that they have in China, the social credit score, which will punish you if you don't succumb to the powers of the global tyrants. That's what this is about. This is not about your health. And a slave passport, when you were in South Africa during the apartheid era, you couldn't move unless you showed your papers. If you were in Nazi Germany, you couldn't move unless you showed your papers. And you're in this country right now, when they talk about race, how in the hell can you have elected officials talking about using a slave passport to qualify if you are clean and unclean? Are you kidding me? That is a slave passport. That is the connector. It's not the COVID narrative. We busted that. We've broken that down. We know that it was a lie. We know that that was weaponized. We know where it started at. We know who funded it. We know the global tyrants involved in it. We know that this was a global move. We know what the major universities were used to study and analyze and develop these strategies. We know all of it. We know what Fauci did. We understand it. One of the things about, you know, the medical freedom movement, we're some of the smartest, most diligent, most loving, most powerful people on the planet, and we were going to do the work to save this country. But the slave passport is the link. And that is what all of us, no matter where you are, even if you vaccinated, you need to understand what this is going to do to you and your children. You are putting your children in bondage. Everywhere on the planet, CRT is about promoting hate. This experimental biologic is setting us up so we can use this slave passport to stop who we are, stop us from living as human beings. I'm telling you, everybody that's listening to this, any one of your elected officials, any one of your family, and I have to say this, you have some family members that are actually taking that card and going into stores and getting permission to buy food. They're bought into the slave system. Even the people that are using it and using a fake one, they're bought into the slave system. They're already slaves. They are now bought in. So now it's not about you getting vaccinated to protect you from a potential virus, which was a lie from day one. It is now injecting you to start mapping you and pushing you into the slave narrative and pushing you into the slave passport. That's what they want. So you can't travel. You can't eat. You can't work. Now, guess what? It's more of us than them. If we just fight back and say no, it goes away.
It ends that quickly.
It's starting to happen.
Am I naive enough to think that the replacement mayor up in New York City might have looked at it the way you did a little bit and said, you know what, this is even disproportionately impacting many of the constituents up there?
No. Majority of the black mayors are in partnership with the radical left, in partnership with the tyrants of our time, because just because they're black doesn't mean that they're black. I'm going to do a Joe Biden on you. Just because they're black doesn't mean that they're black. I'm fascinated when black people say, I'm voting for him because he's black. I said, you don't know if he's a man or a woman. You don't even know who the guy is or the woman is, but you're voting for him because he's black. Well, that's a stupid thing. So this black mayor is nothing but an extension of de Blasio. This black mayor is nothing but an extension of Bill Gates and Fauci and Soros and the global tyrants and all of those people that believe they need to be our God. Because they are black doesn't give them any more value or less or more value or less value if they're doing the wrong thing. He is killing his own people. He's a slavist, just like de Blasio is, just like Gates is, just like all of them are. Zuckerberg is. All of them are slavists because we gave them our power by giving them our information, and the government has been financing them from day one. Look what DARPA and their relationship with what's his name? Fauci.
Yeah, that's coming up. Supernova, I think we're covering some of that next hour with Ty Bollinger, are we not? It's like the Project Veritas revelations, and Rand Paul's trying to nail Fauci, and Fauci's complaining that Rand Paul wants him fired. You know, it's like...
Well, he should be fired. First of all, he shouldn't be fired, Robert. He should be in prison.
Yeah.
Collins should be in prison. Burks should be in prison. All of them that sat in a room and concocted this whole evil idea that they want to control who we are, and they all got paid to do it, just like all of those doctors that come on TV and lie to Americans.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Scott Bell Show.
If we can get them, like you said, even in your talks, to hug, hold hands, to look at one another, not as an enemy, but as a brother, a sister, as part of our tribe, then it changes the entire equation. And then they have to define us as domestic terrorists because they've got nothing left at that point. They're desperate. Is this evidence of their desperation?
Remember the three things, right? What do they try to do? Humiliate you first, destroy you second, and when they can't do that, they try to criminalize you. Mm-hmm. And we're at the third part of that now, the third leg of that.
That's vilify, why they say, dehumanize, right?
Yeah, that's it, right.
And it's much go ahead.
I just think as Americans, you know, we need to hold hands and we need to show the real power. We need to show the world the real power we have. You know, and everybody's looking to America because America was built on this whole idea of freedom. The right to be, the right to breathe, the right to love, the right to build, the right to own. Mm-hmm. We were built on that. And, you know, when I was speaking at the monument at Keystone, I went to the monument and visited the monument, and then I spoke at Keystone Park, right below the monument. And it was a beautiful, wonderful, beautiful day. Everybody had their American regalia on, and they had the flags, and it was just a wonderful day. And I looked out on the audience, I said, put down the flags, take off the red, white, and blue. None of you believed it. Stop taking the Constitution out of your pocket and your Bill of Rights. We gave that away decades ago. Now, if you really want to talk about America, let's talk about the rebirthing of America. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about how we can now come together and make it right, what the founding fathers wanted, what my ancestors wanted, what, you know, we as parents want for our children in the world, and what the rest of the world. The rest of the world wants to be free. The rest of the world wants to worship the way they want to. The rest of the world wants to be able to love the way they want to. And that's the unifier. That's the way we go.
So, Kevin, as we wrap up a couple of more minutes here in this first hour, then my buddy Ty Bollinger will join us to go outside the box. I think about the things you're doing with the Urban Global Health Alliance and other things that you're participating in. We have all linked up, by the way, in the show notes. If you go to robertscottbell.com/listen, then you have our tribe. We have a chat room live on the air when we're on the air. And we have links to Kevin and the groups that he's working with, including the medical racism documentary film, The New Apartheid. We'd love for you to, if you haven't seen it yet, go there and plug into that. Go ahead, Kevin.
The other thing I wanted to mention, you know, about rebirthing this country and rebirthing our ability to build new things that will make us free. That's why we created Freedom Travel Alliance. I don't know if a lot of people know I'm a partner in Freedom Travel Alliance. We've created a new company that's been is 11 months old, and it's a membership-based company. But right now we've done 6 inaugural flights where people all around the world are now seeking refuge to this country. You know, we're giving, you know, flights. We've done 6 flights, major European flights already. Now we're going in and we're doing an investment raise for 2 planes. And we, I mean, you got to talk about a brilliant company. Go to Freedom Travel Alliance, become a member, and you'll see the work that we're doing.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of folks been talking about it. I haven't connected with it yet, and I'm glad to know you're a part of it. That definitely inspires me to look deeper and help promote it if I can in any way. And Kevin, are there any events you're going to be attending and speaking?
Yeah, I'm going to be speaking in Phoenix tomorrow. I mean, the 17th. Okay. And then I'm going to be in Sacramento. I'm giving you the dates wrong. I'm going to be in Phoenix the 14th, 15th, and 16th speaking. Then I'm going to go to Sacramento and speak for Martin Luther King's birthday. And then I'm going to be going into Oregon, where that's the bedrock of all evil between New York and Oregon and California. I don't know.
Poor Super Don, although he's in Klamath, far from Portland, but yeah, he's in Oregon.
So I'm going into Portland to work with all of the medical freedom leaders there to push back against the tyranny that's happening there. And then I'll be in Florida speaking at a number of cities around middle of February and March.
Well, Kevin, anytime you got a word to get out, if I can help you get it out, please let me know. You're welcome here. Open door for you. And I'd love to see you at an event where we're both participating and give you a great big hug. I appreciate you so much. I always enjoy getting together with you.
And tell Don, I said, I appreciate everything he's doing.
Look, Super Don, you're appreciated. Yeah, thumbs up from Super D.
All right.
Very uplifting and inspiring as always. Thank you, Kevin. We'll talk again real soon. Hope to see you somewhere soon. And if any of our listeners are in an area where Kevin will be, you definitely want to be there and participate. So thank you, Kevin Jenkins.
Okay, thank you. Hey, Scott, and listen, have a super day. I have to go and visit my grandkids before I go.
You got it. Go give them a hug.
I'll talk to you later.
All right, thanks so much. All right, that's Kevin Jenkins. Amazing what he's doing, and a real inspiration. I appreciate him. The power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.